at Alexandra District Health, and with Debbie Rogers, who's the CEO of Alexandra District Health. Debbie approached us to come and have a chat with us and our listeners here on UGFM. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Morning, Peter. Thanks very much for letting me come on today. My main message today is to talk to the community about we're in a crucial time in health. We've got the pandemic and the outbreak in Shepparton, and it's a really important time to get behind the local health service and the staff that are working tirelessly to keep our community safe.
Debbie, you also wanted to address some of the broader issues as well.
Yeah, I wanted to call on the community to come together during this time, and we've seen a lot of speculation in the newspaper, and I wanted to address that. It's true that we face challenges with doctors in the service, and we're not alone in rural health. It's an issue in lots of rural communities across Victoria and Australia. I'm not going to talk about the individuals, but I'm going to say that we are resourcing our urgent care and our acute ward. We've got local doctors and locum doctors, so they're doctors that we have employed from other parts of Victoria who will be working on our roster. So from last week when the news broke until the 28th of September, our roster is full with doctors who will be on site every day throughout the weekends and during the weekdays, providing care to our patients in our hospital and the patients who come through urgent care.
It's always hard to get GPs into a small country area, isn't it? It's always an ongoing problem.
Yes, but we've had a really willing group of locums who are very happy to come up here. We had Dr. Patil last week, who's very keen to come back if we've got any other shifts available. And he was really popular with the patients and with the nursing staff. And we really thanked him for his service at very short notice. If people have got things they would like to say, my door's always open. I'm happy to take phone calls. I'm happy to meet respectfully with people from our community if they have got something like they would like to tell me that they are not happy with the health service. Please don't hesitate to reach out and contact me. But I will say that inappropriate behaviour, disrespectful behaviour, whether that's over the phone or in the print media, on social media, is not acceptable, and it's having a great effect on our staff, and it really will not be, it can't be tolerated. Our staff work really hard to make sure that the services are safe and available for everyone, and so it's really important that we acknowledge the really hard work that they're doing.
We're talking about health professionals being abused in the field. I know the ambulance officers and people like that, paramedics, often cop abuse. It's a tough time at the moment. We're going through a pandemic. We've got an outbreak in the Hume region at Shepparton, and it's not under control. It's very close to home. Everyone's on edge. We're all in lockdown. It is a difficult time for all of us, including your staff, who are actually have been under pressure for the last 18 months, along with the doctors as well and admin. I know there's a lot of extra work that goes on. Even trying to get your staff vaccinated has been an uphill battle, I know that. That has been an amazing thing that the hospital has done, apart from having clinics every Friday, getting people vaccinated, some of the positive stuff that is going on behind the scenes, and a lot of hard work went into that, Debbie. So well done there.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Our latest results show that 85% of our staff have had at least their first COVID vaccination, so they're great rates. All of our staff have been, 100% of our staff have been what we call fit tested to make sure that the respirator masks that they need in case that we have a potential COVID positive patient, they've been fit tested with the right respirator mask to make sure that they're not at any risk. So we're really proud of that. Our car wash that we had, our drive-through swabbing clinic through the car wash, and big shout out to Jay Williams for letting us use that facility this week. That has been a really great initiative. But even with that, we did cop some abuse from some people that turned up to wash their car and were most put out that we were COVID swabbing. But, you know, nearly 100 people have been through that this week. And that's, you know, our community is coming forward, getting tested if they've got any symptoms and if they've been in any of the high-risk areas, any of the exposure sites, which are changing frequently. And, you know, hats off to the community for really getting behind and making sure they come forward and get tested.
I'm glad it wasn't me out there because it was freezing out there this week.
Yeah, it was. The girls, thanks to Grant Street Grocer, who delivered coffees and biscuits, and that is so lovely to see when the community gets behind us and really supports us. So thank you. Thank you to the Mount Cathedral Community Church. Yesterday I came out of a board meeting to find two massive hampers full of baked goods that the church had done for our staff, coffee vouchers at Grant Street Grocer. We had a fabulous afternoon tea, and it was just so lovely. So thank you to Pastor Daniel Chris for organising that. It was just a really lovely gesture.
It's nice to be appreciated, isn't it? Now, talking about pandemics, if there's an outbreak locally in the Murrindindi Shire or in the Alexandra area in general across the area, and someone presents who's maybe swabbed positive, what procedure does a hospital go through in that situation?
So there's a lot of things that would happen. If the person has been swabbed through one of our clinics, they'll be notified by the department of the positive result. Depending on whether the person is well enough to stay home, they might stay home. If they're unwell and need to go to hospital, they'll go to one of the hospitals that has been identified to take COVID positive patients, so they won't stay at Alexandra District Health.
And I assume that goes for Yay as well, would it?
Yeah, correct. So we have a Hume COVID response plan, and it really clearly says what happens when we get one, if we have an outbreak, what the response is there. So that plan has been activated recently with the Shepparton outbreak, and it just has a flow-on effect to all of the health services. So all of us support in whichever way we can, but also other regions come in to help. So regions like Bendigo and Barwon have come in to help Shepparton because staff have also been to exposure sites. So then they are put off work. It's called furloughing. So staff have to stay off work until they're deemed not at risk of spreading COVID.
What sort of impact would that have on Alexandra if your staff are exposed?
It would have a big impact, but we do have a COVID plan where if we do get positive cases in our immediate area, we would start dividing our staff into teams, and we'd have teams off and teams on. We would change probably our shift times, and so that we can minimise the staff risk and exposure, but we would also be asking for help from our local public health unit, which is Goulburn Valley Health.
Now, before we were talking about GPs and people like that, you've got nurses that have qualified as RIPEN nurses. Tell us a bit about that.
So that's an additional qualification that some of our registered nurses have, and they undertake a course and they can prescribe a particular formulary of medications. They're at a lower level to a nurse practitioner. Nurse practitioners has a master's in nursing, but these nurses have additional qualifications to the registered nurse, and that we tend to use them in our urgent care centre as our nursing rostered on in urgent care.
So someone presenting to the hospital after hours, I know you've got 24-hour service here, haven't you? You've got staff on 24 hours a day?
Correct. Yes, we do. So we're always open. During the day, entry to the health service is restricted to the front door only, but out of hours, the entry to the health service is through the urgent care centre, but we're always open 24/7. We're only a phone call away. If you've got a question or a concern, the nursing charge number has been published on our Facebook site. It's on our website. Everybody knows our 577-0900 number. That's 24 hours a day. Then there's a menu to choose. Two is to speak to a nurse. So you can always call, doesn't matter what time of day or night.
Now, if you've got symptoms of COVID, or you think you might have symptoms of COVID, what's the process? And you've been doing this for quite a while now, haven't you? And I know the car wash testing finishes today.
Yeah, so we'll finish the car wash testing today and bring the testing back on site for tomorrow. So we go back to our previous testing, which is to call the nurse in charge and get an appointment. We'll see how our numbers go tomorrow. If we need to, we'll set up an additional swabbing at the front of the hospital. We did try and do that on Monday, but with theatre and with people coming for outpatient allied health appointments and x-rays and ultrasounds, traffic management was a bit of an issue for us. We've got some really great nurses, but they're not really good traffic controllers. So we moved to the car wash then. But I think on the weekend, if we do see increased activity, people needing to be swabbed, we'll just move that to the front of the hospital. We've rostered additional nurses all weekend to manage if we do need that. So yeah, we're all prepared for the weekend.
It was one thing that probably didn't go into the planning for the hospital, was it? A major pandemic?
No, it didn't. But also, when I was thanking people earlier, I probably forgot one of our main partners, and that's the Shire. I can't thank Casey and Natalie from the Shire enough. They just always answer calls out of hours on weekends and are great supporters, just getting the logistics sorted for us, sorted fine blade for us for the COVID car wash swabbing. So thanks to the team at the Shire, they've been really helpful.
It's good working together, isn't it? Makes a big difference. Now, just talking about the COVID situation, you're still running the clinics on a Friday?
Yeah, so vaccination clinics, so AstraZeneca and Pfizer clinics are running every Friday in partnership with Kilmore District Health and Goulburn Valley Health. Booked up now, so it's important if you still haven't had your vaccine that you should be making contact and getting that booked in as soon as possible. We did see prior to this lockdown, we did have to cancel a clinic, and we ran three clinics that were only half booked up. So please don't let that happen again. Please book in, please get vaccinated. It's the only way we're going to get out of this.
Yeah, the government's pushing to get to that 70% to 80% mark, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have spoken to a few people who have been ringing around, shopping around, trying to get a Pfizer vaccination. The messaging it really is the best vaccination is the vaccination you can get now. Don't wait around. Have a discussion with a health practitioner. If you're worried about AstraZeneca, talk to your local GP. You will be undertake a full consent process when you come in to have your vaccination, whether that's Pfizer or AstraZeneca. You need to be fully informed. There's lots of information out there. Make sure you're going to a reliable source when you're seeking information. If you want additional information, you can contact us at the hospital and we'll happily send you information out.
So you're doing both Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines here, or is it different days, or is it together?
So we're doing both, but on different days. So there will be a Pfizer clinic on a particular day. They'll follow up in another 6 weeks. There'll be more Pfizer 6 weeks later. AstraZeneca, you know, is the 12-week clinic. There is more AstraZeneca around, so we do more AZ clinics. And really the advice now is anyone can have the AstraZeneca. It's been approved by ATAGI. So whichever vaccine is available for you is the vaccine you should get.
What is your key message for the community then, Debbie?
I just think it's the key message is to stay safe, to support each other, be kind to each other. It's a really tough time. If you need help, sing out. There's a lot of us around. Please ask for help if you need it. The hospital is here. We're fully staffed. We're ready. Should we see COVID right on our doorstep, we're ready to respond to that. Please support our hospital and our staff, and we'll get through this together.
Debbie, and talking about the staff, they're doing a great job and very passionate about their work. So keep up the great work at Alexandra District Health.
Thanks, Peter, and thanks for the opportunity to come on and speak about how we've gone over the last couple of weeks.
we'll catch up again soon. And of course, if there are any outbreaks, we'll have the messaging out there on radio straight away to let you know what we need to do, because the last thing we need to do is for people to be panicking about the situation. So, Debbie Rogers, thank you.
Thanks very much, Peter, and thanks for the support of UGFM as well.